Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia, this is The Bright Side with Technisha.
A daily broadcast on real life issues that will keep you motivated.
And now, here's your host, Technisha.
Thank you for everyone. Thank you to everyone for tuning in to another episode of Bright Side with Technisha. Today is November 14, 2014. We only have about 13 more days before Thanksgiving. Get your grub on. If you feel like calling in, tell them what you're going to have for Thanksgiving or who you're thankful to have at your house on that day, go right ahead. I think for this month, we're going to just be doing awesome thank yous for this month. You know, just thanking everyone who's been our life, who's been supporting you and everything. That's our main goal. But while I'm waiting on my guests to hit up on this show right now, I'm going to hit you with some good beats, and we're going to be right back as soon as he gets here.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Boys.
Instagram, know you really into women and that you get around.
No, I ain't judging, I'm just asking if they're fair to say. But either way, it's my opinion, you know, give or take.
DJ Chris Styles,
I totally model chick. The girls look up to you, and the things you do. Every nigga you work with, you screw her, so you know when she grow up, you know what she gon' do. She like, you don't know me, you don't pay my bills, you don't know my struggle. I'm like, that shit real, but it is what it is. But I know you lying, I know what's real. I know your worth, I know that purse. 10 bands, shawty, you can't pay your bills, yeah. You
I'm
wanna
gonna
deal.
Give you the respect that you earn, that you earn. What you make me do, that's what I'm gonna do to you. Girl, I'm gonna give you the respect that you earn,
that you earn,
that you earn,
that you earn.
What you make me
do, no more, no less.
That's what I'm gonna do. Give you the respect
I kiss on your neck.
Earn.
Would you wanna get out of this? Would you feel disrespected if I said you fat as shit? If I called you my bitch, when I'm with my partner, see it as a badge of honor, or just be like, no, Wale, don't call me out of my mama's giving. Name sacred, she whispers mine when I'm in her dive, and I leave her in her feelings, cause I never leave her dry. From ill advice, lying to her is ill advice. She know these Jones, I'm a Joan, but I still give her time. My tribe follower, everybody wanna, ain't worry about none of them, she gon' work that body. Unfollow, though my eyes still on her, knowing I'm still caught up, call her thirst trap, so
girl, I'm gonna give you the respect that you earn, that you earn. What you make me do, that's what I'm gonna do to you. Girl, I'm gonna give you the respect that you earn,
that you earn,
that you earn.
That you earn.
Oh, what you make. You are. She lives for the night life, and that's alright. But she wants to be treated like somebody wise. But you can't be table hopping in a club trying to drink free, then come back to my table trying to stand next to me. Oh no, oh no, oh no. Hey, girl, I'm gonna give you the respect that you earn. That you earn, what you make me do, that's what I'm gonna do to you. Girl, I'm gonna give you the respect that you earn,
that you earn,
that you earn,
that you earn.
What you make me do, that's what I'm gonna do. Give you the respect you earn.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm glad that you're on the beat with me today. You know what? This Kim Kardashian posing nude has gone really viral now. But really, back in 2011, she promised that she wasn't going to never pose again, not even for Vogue magazine. So I guess it's, well, never say never. And obviously, at that time, she said that it was really hard for her to see these images and obviously knew what she was getting herself into. She was posing nude, but the whole concept to her was different. She didn't want people to be like, oh, she's good for it's just being naked. But obviously, now that you are naked again, and it's really going, and I don't think these are Photoshop either. This is all her, too. They got me laughing. Break the internet, Kim Kardashian. Well, that's exactly what she's doing. I have not seen Kanye West's mouth. Obviously, it looks like he's content with it. More power to you if you want to see your woman butt all out. Hey, I guess so. Everybody looking at women twerking, so nothing new. Add that on to the list of things to do, right? Also trending in the news is MTV star Dion Brown dies of cancer at the age of 32. All right, some love go out to that. And if no one really remembers her, she was from The Challenge on MTV, Deanne Brown. She was diagnosed with ovarian cancer at the age of 23, and she appeared on the season of Real World Road Rules Challenge, and she tried to beat it. She beat it, but she did. But she was re-diagnosed in 2011, and that was devastating news in October that cancer had been found in her stomach and colon in August, and it also spread to her liver and lymph nodes. So our love and condolences go out to DM Brown. Also, another news story, American Idol contestant model dead at age 32. But while I'm actually reading these things, it gets to you to know that life is so short and it's so precious. That's why you have to spend as much time as you can with the ones who truly love you the most. Don't argue, don't fuss. Try to work out your differences because life is just too precious. It is. These people are dying so young. Nobody's living to see 100 no more. No one. If you live to see that, amen. But, you know, that's how things are going now. God taking everybody on up out of here. I mean, people get heart attacks at the age of 23. You know what I mean? It's very sad, but just something to think on. Like, man, enjoy life to the fullest. Don't be bothered with the bull junk. Get all the foolishness out of your life. That's all I have to say. But you're tuning in to The Bright Side with Technisha, and we'll be right back after this, so stay tuned.
Hey. VIP. Let's kick it. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the light and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle.
Dance.
Crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom.
Deadly.
When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit fools out of kids. Don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. I'm on a roll, time to go solo.
Rolling
in my 5.0, put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove, I kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A.
Beachfront Avenue.
Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men love us, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine.
Ready
for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight balls. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells.
Falling
on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked.
Police on the scene,
you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all. I don't mean if there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook when my DJ revolves it. Yo, man, let's get out of here. Word to your mother.
Right, we turning down all the way, coming straight out of Jamaica, Queens. It's my boy 5X, and you gotta listen to his new album 5X Genesis on YouTube. So make sure you check it out. I got the links on here as well. So we're gonna bring my boy on. Do call in at 347-426-3751. The chat box will be open up just for you, darling. What's going on, 5X? What's going on?
Yo, what up? Can I call you Tech?
Go right on ahead. I like that. Most people do not call me Tech. I usually get TK. All right,
cool. How you been? Thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate that.
Man, it's good. It's it really is. You know, I hear that you're doing big things out there, and I love your music. I was checking it out earlier.
I really appreciate that. I'm glad you're feeling it. So,
I am. You know, it's always good to have somebody from the other states coming on in to welcome their love to Atlanta. It's a different flavor. But
you already know. Yes.
Right. Fidez, let me ask, how did you come up with your artist name?
All right, so the artist name, I mean, it's you know, it's pretty you know, pretty basic. You know, I was always fascinated with the number 5, you know. It's always been my lucky number. And, you know, my high school years, like, I used to be a big dude, you know. I used to weigh a lot. So all the kids used to call me, yo, you 5XL, bro. You wear 5XL shirts. You a 5XL, you know. So I kind of got my name through that as well. You know, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of different things that's connected to that name. So, you know. But, yeah, X is DMX, man. I always loved DMX music, you know. I always thought his stories were dope. Yeah, so I got my X from him. So shout out to DMX, you know. He's the man.
Right. So are you gonna do just like him? You gonna try to do a little bit of acting on the side too?
Why not? If it comes along, why not?
Right.
I'm with it.
Yes, sir. I hear you. So what is the theme behind this 5X Genesis? I love the way the album is. When I think about Genesis, of course I think about the Bible.
Yeah, that's where I kind of got my genesis from. I mean, it's the theme behind the album is, you know, it's pretty much like, you know, it starts off little like political and like little like, you know, outlaw, but then I got songs that like you could bump your head to, you know, you could pretty much listen to it like in any mood, you know, like it's a mood changing songs, you know. So the theme is, you know, it starts off a little negatively, but then it, you know, it ends up nice. You know, it's positive in the end. So, you know, it's just a musical journey. You know, you gotta listen from 1 to 14. That's how it makes more sense. So any listener that wanna listen to my album, they have to listen from 1 to 14. It'll make more sense. They don't have to, but you know, that if they wanna hear it,
just
like
to get,
you know,
the flow of it. Right.
Yep.
Just to get that flow. I understand. No, I definitely understand you. So what was it like growing up in Jamaica, Queens?
Right. So I had, like, you know, it was kind of like rough times, you know. Like I went to Hillcrest High School. That's on Parsons Boulevard and right off Hillside Avenue. So, you know, by the time when I was going to high school, it was like, I said 2001, 2000. And, you know, it was a lot of gang-affiliated people around there, you know. On my first week of high school, you know, I got robbed in front of the, you know, in front of the train station. And, you know, there was, like, 5 gang members that, you know, they pulled out a ratchet on me. They're like, yo.
Right.
You know, that's how it was, you know. So I got off the train.
Yeah.
They just ganged up on me. And, they I was never scared, you know. I even told them, like, yo, you messing with the wrong person, man. And they're like, yo, we don't give a fuck, this and that. Oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm allowed to curse on the radio show or not?
Well, go right. Hey, go right ahead. I know how to edit things, and I know how to put it in a certain category. You go right on ahead, because I'm not going to put it in explicit. So cheer up your ears.
Yeah, that's cool. So, you know, I wasn't scared. I told him, listen, man, like, you know, I was a kid. I was my freshman year, so I was
excited. Right,
right. Right, so they ganged up on me. Like, they used to do that, like, you know, to everybody. So I was like, yo, listen, man, that, you know, whatever I have, you can take it. They even took my student MetroCard, so that was kind of petty, you know. It was kind of sad. But it was kind of whack. You know, I wasn't scared. I was still going to the same school. But my mom, she got a little shook, and she was like, yo, you know what, we got to change your schools and shit. You know, you can't go to the same school because you might get in trouble, you know, next week or something. Like, you know, they know you already. But I wasn't scared, you know. But then we switched schools. You know, I was actually, my, you know, I was living in Kew Gardens. You know, that's right next to Forest Hills. So I always been in Queens. So, you know, then I moved to, then they moved my school. I was in LIC, Long Island City High School, and that's where it all started. That's where I started listening to Nas. I started listening to Tupac. And I was just, you know, I was just, like, amazed by, like, you know, all these rhymes these guys that put together. And it was so inspiring. So, you know, it kind of made me write rhymes as well. But I was whack, you know. Kids used to be like, yo, you whack. You shouldn't even be rapping and shit. So I was just like, you know, I didn't listen to nobody. I kept doing what I got to do, you know. I met my boy, you know, he had a studio over there. So we hit the studio my freshman year, and I recorded jams.
course, you know what I mean, I'm not going to say it's my best work. I was a kid, so. But that's where it all started. That's where it all started. So Queens, you know, I represent Queens. All my people is from Queens. I mean, I got people in Brooklyn, other boroughs as well. But Queens is where it all at. Queens is where it all started. Run DMC. You feel me?
Right. So, you know, but yeah. You got a lot of artists coming. You got a lot of artists, to me, coming up out of Queens and everything. Everybody's trying to make it hot. So how are you planning to outshine from the other artists out there today? Get the recognition.
I mean, you know, like, as I said, you know, music speaks for itself. I mean, like,
right.
Some of you know, one of my great friends, they told me, listen, man, you could make like tons of albums, you can make tons of mixtapes, and you know, if the quality is not there, it doesn't really matter. Like, people won't listen to it, you know, then they go forget it. So it's not really like big thing if you make like a lot of mixtapes or a lot of songs and try to be out there. It's just if you have quality. So I think, like, I mean, I'm not saying that nobody has talent in Queens. I mean, there's so many guys that I know that can rap, like, their ass off, like, they rap really nice. It's just, like, what I'm trying to do is I'm not trying to outshine people. I'm just trying to get my own shine on. And, you know,
right.
I think my album speaks for itself because it's very different. It's kind of unique because I try not to sound like everybody else, and my rhyme structure
right.
is different. My pattern is different, you know, my word pattern, like, you know, the way I, like, put together songs is a little different than what everybody else is doing. I don't know if you heard this, on the beats are different. It's like a whole bunch of, like, genres mixed up. It's like, I got...
They are.
Yeah, I got dubstep beats. Yeah, it's very different.
You got down with those beats.
Yep, you're right. My point is to change the whole way of people rap nowadays. You know, they only pick like certain type of beats.
Right.
Like, yeah, but that's
for change
me.
That's right.
Yeah, for me, that's baby steps. I've been doing that. I was doing that when I was 16, 17. I was right at it, but now it's just different. I think hip hop needs to be like more like open to all other genres and stuff. And you know, I think people should consider using other types of beats, like trap beats. I mean, I know in hip-hop there's a lot of trap beats, but, you know, I don't hear a lot of people using that dubstep beats and rock beats. I mean, that's my movement is. See, that's what the movement is about. I'm just trying to, you know, tell rappers out there that, listen, man, you don't have to rap over a hip-hop beat. You could rap over a dubstep beat, you know, just all you got to do is just put your mind to it, you know, listen to the beat, listen to the drum line, and I'm pretty sure you can write rhymes that will actually fit in those drum lines, even in the dubstep beat. So, I mean, it's kind of hard. I'm telling you, it's very hard to do because I did it, and it was kind of hard for me to do it, but, you know, eventually you will be good at it, and you will do it. So that's my point. For this mixtape, that's, you know, this mixtape, I'll say, /album/EP, My point is that, you know, I want to tell people out there, listen, man, you know, there's not only one certain type of music that you can use. You can use, like, you can take pop beat and you can rap over a pop beat. And if you rap nice, it'll sound good. So that's what it is. That's what my music is about. And, you know, I'm not looking to outshine nobody. I'm just trying to get my own shine on, and I'm trying to make little changes in hip-hop so people would, you know, people will appreciate that. I'm hoping they will appreciate that, you know.
Right, of course, that's the objective here. We don't want outshine about, but we want to influence other people. Hey, this is the new stuff. This is what we need to do to be more creative, because nowadays you listen to everybody, they almost sound like everybody else. You're like, wait a minute, your flow
exactly.
sound like his flow. I can't rock that. You
exactly.
That's why I love.
You gotta be.
That's why
you gotta be
Tupac.
Different. You gotta be different,
right.
just like you said before. There's a lot of guys coming out of Queens, a lot of rappers, and you know how you looking to outshine them. So that's my message to them, message to everybody, pretty much. Like, listen, man, I'm not trying to outshine nobody, but look, listen, if you want to get your shine on, you gotta be different than everybody. Don't do what other rappers doing, man. Just change up a little. Use different beats. Use different style of spitting. You know, when you spit. When you write bars, you got to be, like, creative with it. You can't be just, like, sounding like, you know, any other rapper that's out there, because that's not really, like, it's not, like, catchy. Like, at the end of the day, they're going to remember you for one song, and then later, after 2 years, they're going to be like, who the hell was that dude, man? We don't remember him. So if you want to be remembered, if you want to do something that,
that nobody else do, that's the only way to do it, man. If you want people to remember you, you got to do something that nobody ever done it. Feel me?
Oh, man, I do. I definitely feel you, and I see the potential that you're trying to create. This is a whole nother new style, baby, coming at everybody, coming all the way
yep.
to Queens. He's trying to say, So what's the story with you and AMC and in the song Blizzard?
All right, so AMC, yeah, that's my man's right there. You know, I pretty much grew up with a kid. You know, I met him in, as I said, Long Island City High School. I met him in my freshman year in the back of the English class. We used to write rhymes and shit. Like, you know, we were all the way in the back. Yeah, we were all the way in the back. And we were really good in school, though. Like, we used to get high, like, our grades, like, I used to get 95s. We used to get, like, 90s, 95s. So we were really good in school. But, you know, at the same time, we were just sitting in the back and just cracking jokes, you know, just writing rhymes, you know, just making fun of people. So that's how it all started. You know, I think that's what hip-hop is about, though, to be honest with you. Like, when you freestyle, when you're in the street, there's a freestyle battle going on. You're seeing two people getting at each other, making fun of each other. So that's what we used to do. I used to make fun of him. He used to make fun of me. So, but we were boys from the beginning. So, and he had the studio. So that's what it was. He had the studio in Astoria, Queens.
Right.
So after school, or not even after school, we used to skip classes. We used to cut classes. We used to cut classes, we used to exit from the back door. We used to go to the studio right away, spit some. So it was a whole movement. I mean, I just love those days. I wish I could bring them back, but you know, everything is good, man. Right now, like, I think I'm better than what I was before. So, you know, but I still miss those back in the day stuff. You know, but that's what AMC is. AMC is a rapper. AMC's a rapper as well. He's making big noise in Russia right now. He's in Russia at the moment. And, you know, he's promoting his music. He just released his EP as well.
Okay.
But, yeah, I wish him good luck. You know, I think he's gonna be a big thing in Russia.
That's what, by you mentioning those were the days, I was thinking about the fact that that's what I put on my Facebook fan page.
Yeah.
You know, you don't regret your past. You just regret all the wrong people you ever hung
my
out
past,
with. But don't regret whatever you did, right?
Never regret
right.
your past. Your past is what makes you. So, you know, you can't
exactly.
regret your past.
Exactly.
You learn from your
exactly.
past, you know.
You sure
you
do.
You don't have to
dwell on it all day, but you learn from it. Exactly. Those are the words, best advice anyone can ever give. So, tell
You're
us
right.
your family situation. Who raised
my
you?
Family.
You got any siblings?
Yeah. So, my family, like, you know, we had a rough time, man. Like, you know, I grew up with my pops, you know. Like, my pops left my moms with three kids. So it was kind of hard for us growing up, you know. We were in the streets
right.
as well. So, yeah, we were struggling, man. It was a hard time, you know. I don't want to go in details, but it was really hard for me growing up without my pops. And I have a brother, older brother and an older sister. And, you know, like, it was really hard for my moms to just, you know, be a single parent and just work and, you know, support three kids. So, you know, it was hard done, but, you know, at the same time right now, you know, everything, it's a blessing. It's God's blessing. We're doing good. You know, everything is good, you know.
Amen.
And
right.
So things are working out good, you know, so I'm happy about it. But my family and me, we struggled a lot, man. So, you know, I'm trying to pay back, you know, my dues and shit, whatever, you know. But my mom's, I pay my mom's, she's a real G, you know. She, like, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here, to be honest with you. You know, she could have thrown me in a dumpster all day, you know, but that's what it is, you know. I respect my mom's a lot, you know. I owe her a lot, so. You know, so I'm trying to get somewhere out of my music
right.
so I can, you know, we're not in a gutter, but still, you know, we live normal.
Right,
normal,
you want better.
You know?
Want better.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, I can understand. You always want better, and there's nothing wrong with that. The problem
yeah.
is some people do. They sit around and they keep dreaming about it. It's okay to dream, but you got to make a move.
You
got to
make a move. Yeah. If you don't make a move.
People talk, but they don't act
yeah.
on it. You got to act on
You're
it.
Absolutely
but
right.
shout out,
You're absolutely right.
But shout out to Mama for being an OG, Mama. You hang on in there. You're doing,
she
you're
is
doing
a,
things.
She is an OG. She's an OG. Everybody respects her, man. She gets a lot of respect.
Right.
She gets more respect than me, you know, in the street. yeah, she's a G. She's a real
Look,
G.
That's one,
so, shout out to my
one,
mom.
That's one of them type of mother right there. You love her, but you respect her, but you know not to ever cross the line because you know you get beat up.
You already know.
Right.
You already know. Yeah.
So how did your childhood impact your music career?
Well, I mean, at the moment, like, I'm focused on music right now. Like, I'm trying to be, like, full-time musician. But at the same time, I do need to support myself. And, you know, I have bills to pay. So, obviously, you know, I'm not out there yet, but I'm trying to get out there. So I have a crazy job, man. I don't even know if I should go in details with it, but I'm gonna tell you one thing. I work my job starts on Sunday at 6 a.m. in the morning. That's
okay.
I work 3 days, but that's one day I'm telling you. So I start at 6 a.m. in the morning and it finishes on Monday 6 a.m. So I work a 24-hour shift. So
wow,
that's what I'm gonna tell you.
Saying,
that's what you're gonna get from me.
Right, I tell you, them long duration type hour shows right there, you can't wait to get off. You be daring anybody saying thanks to you. Don't talk to them about being working 12 hours. Don't say nothing to them.
Exactly.
Let me get five minutes of sleep. Let me just close my eyes. Don't say nothing to me. Well, I
exactly.
understand, but you're right. You got to do what you got to do to pay the bills. We all have been there. Some are still striving. You can't, hey,
no,
at least you have a job. That's all that matters, because a lot of people out here still struggling to get a job. So I give that up to you. You got to do.
I pay my rent. I pay my bills. I'm that type of person. I'm not a bum, you know. I'm a musician. I know my value, you know, and I work.
Right.
You know, I'm not in the streets just, you know, selling drugs and this and that. I've done that, man. I wouldn't suggest that to nobody. You know, there's no outcome for it. The outcome is not that great. You know, just take it from me. You know, I've been there. I've done that. So I would definitely suggest to the youth, don't go on that path. Don't walk on that path. Choose a different path. You're creative in so many different ways. You don't even know. Just put your mind to it. Find out what you were. What was the reason why you were born? What was the reason of you being on this earth? It's definitely not selling drugs. There's got to be something else that you're good at. So just follow that and just be on the right path, you know, and just stay out of trouble. Because that's what it is at the end of the day. You know, you could be a businessman. You could be like a teacher. You could be anybody, you know. Just do something positive with your life, you know. So
that's my advice. That's what she had told him, and with the movie, I think it's Hoodlum with Lawrence Fishburne, Vanessa Williams.
He said,
what would you rather for me to be doing? She said, there's black doctors, black teachers, you know, there's other stuff. You don't have to be a gangster. You don't have to go out and kill. You can
exactly.
make a positive change. Sometimes
exactly.
we feel like we're trapped in the middle, though. We feel like that's our only option because we don't have no one else to believe in us, or we give up on ourselves. So.
You're right.
For you,
and it still goes on to this day in projects. Like, I grew up, around Long Island City High School. So that's, if you look at it on Google, like, if you type it on Google, it's like maybe like 10 blocks away from Queensbridge Projects. So I know, I was right next to Soldier Projects, Queensbridge Projects, Ravenswood Projects. So I was hanging out with all these gang members. I knew these kids, you know. And, you know, they're not here right now, man. They're somewhere in Brooklyn. You know, it is what it is. So, like, I stayed off that path, and I'm not there. So I'm doing something positive with my life. So, you know, that's something that the youth, you know, should really consider. I know there's sometimes when it's really hard, you feel like there's no job.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have no options but to do this. But I'm not saying not to do it, but not try to stay in the game. Just get out of there. As soon as you get opportunity to do something else, just go for it. Don't stay in the game and just don't do what you're doing right now, you know, selling drugs and stuff. But it's not going to last longer, you know. The results are not that good.
Right.
That's what I can tell you, yeah.
Right. And it's just all about the test of time. We all got to go through a test. But right now I'm going to test you, too, to make sure that you don't test that down, because we're going to be right back with our Boy 5X talking about his album, Who's All On It. So don't go nowhere, baby. We come right back.
Yep, we'll be right back.
There's only one station that will keep you happy. Blog Talk Radio. We're taking more of your calls at 347-426-3751. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey. He's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
Want to help those affected by Typhoon Haiyan in the Philippines? To donate, visit philippinesrelief.adcouncil.org. That's philippinesrelief.adcouncil.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
There you go. Nice. Just a little bit from our boy 5K. Nice. Yeah, I really appreciate you guys showing me love.
I had to hit a little bit, but we're going to make sure we play the entire song out for you.
Nice.
After the show.
You guys are the best, y'all. Thank you so much for showing me so much love. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're so welcome. I want to do that because I want somebody to show me love. Hey, it's not easy doing what I'm doing. You know, it's internet radio. But what I like about what I do, because I can still reach out to so many people. So
that's the best thing about it.
And I love to have guys on like you who are doing something positive. Like you said, not slanging drugs, don't want to be up in jail. We got enough of our brothers in jail. We don't need no more of that. So I'm waiting for you to even if people get tired of hearing hip hop, at least you're doing something else. What do you want the brothers to do? You want to be out here slanging drugs, be in jail? So people got to stop complaining when they see people doing other positive things. Clap for them who doing stuff out here, making a difference for all of us. So, hey, what, or Sonny, because I like the way that you said you call you Sonny. I love that. So what age did you start making music?
All right, so yeah, thank you very much for supporting my message about you know slinging drugs. Just thank you so much, I appreciate that. Yeah, so I started. I don't know, like I would say, like I wrote my first poem. Like I was always into writing poetry. So you know, I wrote my first poem like when I was around eight or nine. But I wasn't, I never knew I was into like rapping or making rhymes and stuff like that. You know, I wasn't into it till like, you know, I remember, you know, I went with my cousin to his guitar lessons at age of 9 and 10. So, you know, I was always connected with music. I always felt like I was connected with music, but I never knew till high school. As I said before, you know, when I was in LIC, I met AMC, and that's where we started rapping. That's when I was like, you know, when I started taking it a little serious, but it was still for fun. And then in 2007, rest in peace to my grandma. 2007 is when I lost my grandma, and that kind of hit me a lot. That kind of hit me a lot because I really, you know, I was really close to my grandma. I was like the closest because my mom was always working. And my grandma was taking care of me and my brother and my sister. So she meant a lot to me, you know. Like, and when that happened, it hit me a lot. And I kind of felt like something came inside of me. Like, I wouldn't say her soul came inside of me, but I felt like something just, like she sent me a message, you know. There was some kind of message like, yo, you got to do something with your life, feel me? So, you know, I was in 2007, I was just kind of depressed, you know, over the loss of my grandma. And, you know, I was just thinking, what should I do, you know? And, AMC was always calling me every day. It's like, yo, come to the studio, man. I got the studio ready. You got bars. Let's record, man. And, you know, he was always supporting me with that movement. And, you know, I wasn't taking it that serious till 2012. In 2012, I felt like, yeah, I'm ready. I'm a rapper. I'm a musician. I'm a beat maker. I make beats as well. So, you know, I ghostwrite for people. I write stuff for people. So I felt like a real musician in 2012. But I had some personal issues. My EP was ready, actually, in 2012. I was ready to put out my EP. But some personal issues, some, you know, the things went down. And I couldn't put it out, and I had different songs on that EP. So now in 2014, the beginning of the year, I lost two of my good friends. Rest in peace, Mods. Rest in peace, Barry.
these guys were really close to me. I mean, you know, like, that hit me kind of, I was like, yo, listen, man, yo, I got to drop this shit this year, man. I got to show respect to my people. So, you know, my especially this year, so many of my people just passed away. So it's kind of like, I don't know, it's just the whole year started kind of like, kind of weird, you know. It was like not only my people, so many other people dying. I don't know if you kept up with the track. So many people died in the beginning of this year, and you know they passed away. And you know, so much stuff going on. So I was just like, yo, this not looking right, man. Like, I know I can't stop wars. I can't go different countries and tell them, listen, man, don't do this. I can't go to Syria. I can't tell ISIS, yo, listen, man, stop doing what you're doing. But I'm nobody. At that point, I'm nobody. I can't just really go up to them and just, like, conversate about some shit. But I can put out my music. I can send a message to everybody. So that I had in my mind. I'm like, listen, man, if I can't just go one-to-one, I can't talk to these people face-to-face, maybe I can make music. Maybe it'll get heard. Maybe somebody will hear it. And maybe it'll have a positive, you know, effect on them. Maybe, you know, things will change. So right. that's when I started doing series. Like 2014. All the songs on my EP are pretty much recorded this year. They're all recorded this year. So, you know, it's a fresh EP. It's very different than what I had back then. And I would highly, like, recommend people to listen to this, because it's not only just like, a couple of bars, a couple of rhymes about party, this and that. I mean, I have party songs. I have everything, but it's a little deeper than that, because if you, as I said before, if you listen to the EP from 1 to 14, there's a clear message in first five songs. There's a clear message.
Right.
You know, not...
You did something.
So that's what the movement is about. So
right.
I pretty much started...
You did something what we can relate to.
I would say I started in 2012. That's when I felt like I'm a rapper and, you know, musician, all that. In 2012, so I would say like two years ago. Feel me?
So by you losing your grandmother, you think that's what actually inspired you to pursue music more?
Yep, that inspired me to become what I became. And 2012 is where I just really just like went in. I just started going to the studio. I started writing rhymes. I started, you know, recording. And you know, that's the year I'm gonna say, like, 2012 is where I felt like that's when I became an artist. When I went to the studio actually and did it for, you know, like, seriously. I just took it like really serious. Like, I have to do this, you know. Before it was just
right.
All fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know she's smiling down on you. She's happy.
She definitely is. I'm pretty sure I'm making her proud.
She is happy. That's an honor just to see her baby making moves now. You're doing it. It takes baby steps, but you gotta crawl before you actually walk, and that's life, period. We all got to crawl before we walk. Some people want to go into this rap game or just R&B game and think you're just going to blow up, and it don't work like that. You
don't
have to
work like
for
that
honor.
It
you gotta
work like
to that. Get that
thing. That's a fantasy. They're living in a fantasy. It doesn't work like that.
They want the money, but it doesn't work. And I say that all the time. I don't know what's wrong with this young generation. Everybody wants to. They want money, but they don't want to work for it. What is wrong with them? I don't understand that concept. I can't follow that.
Kids are really lazy these days, you know. I'm gonna tell you, at age of 14, I was already working. I had my first job at age of 14, so you know, like, I look at the kids now and they're just like in the streets, just walking around. They're like, yo, I got a dime, I got a dub, you want a carpet? I'm like, come on, kid, how long are you gonna do this? Go find yourself a real job, man. Make money, make music. Go follow your dream. You know, you're not gonna get nowhere with, like, if you record an album, okay, I got you. You got your boy who got a studio. You can go and record. You got free studio time. That's fine. Everything is cool, man. But at the end of the day, you need promotion. You need people to talk to. You need, you know, and that all needs money. Selling diamonds doesn't going to get you that type of money. And, you know, it's not 1-2 step. You're not going to do it like you put your mixtape out today and tomorrow you're going to be famous. It doesn't work like that. You know, it's a whole struggle. Like, you have to, you know, knock the doors down. You have to just be on top of everything that's going on. You got to just stay connected. And, you know, I have a couple of guys that, you know, live on my block, you know, rap as well. And they had their mixtapes out for, like, maybe, like, 2 months, 3 months. And, you know, they're coming up to me. They're like, yo, the responses are not good. People are not watching it, this and that. I'm like, listen, man, you just got to, like, you know, you just got to put it out. You just got to tell people, listen, man, share the link. You gotta work for it. It's just promoting yourself. You could go on the streets, tell people, listen, man, it's my music. Can you go on my page, give me a like, or, you know, check my music out? That's how it works, man. One thing I'm going to tell you guys, man, like, I'm talking to people, you know, they're little kids who are growing up right now and doing this music right. Shit. Listen, man, like, yo, you your own manager, you your own, you know, producer, you your own everything, man.
Yes, sir.
Don't trust people, man. I mean, you can trust people that you grew up with, but at the same time, people are, you know, like, what you can do is nobody else can do it for you, you know? So you have to do it for yourself. And always got to believe in yourself, man. If you don't believe in yourself, nobody else is going to believe in you. So if you want to make people believe, if you want
to
make people believe,
go
ahead.
I was going to say, in addition to that, X, also, when you get into this music industry, I think people need to go back to the basics of learning the business aspect of it all. Learn music. Don't just learn you see on TV or hear. I think that when you go into this type of business, if you don't know nothing about it, get a degree in it. Find out more about it. Find out about the music theory. Find out how music actually
started. Go to school for it.
Right.
There are tons of school for it. Yeah, you're right.
Right. You need to know the foundation of it. A lot of people don't know the foundation of it. And I know it sounds probably a little corny, but it wouldn't hurt to probably know a little bit about Mozart. You know, just to understand where music actually started from before it even became hip-hop. You know, a lot of people just want to get in. They want the quick money, and it don't go like that. And then
It doesn't work like that.
Exactly. It becomes a blooper. So
you got to work. You got to earn your spot. You know, you got to earn your spot.
You do. You got to earn that.
Spot.
You gotta earn it.
Yeah.
Especially
nobody comes up to you and gives, you know, tells you, yo, listen, man, that's it. Listen, man.
I think especially where you from, you definitely have to earn it when you're in Queens, because, like I said, you got so many people out there spinning rhymes and everything. So what makes you different from the next person, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, because everybody speaks about drugs. Everybody talks about being shot, the gangster life, stealing, or I've been homeless. So what are you doing differently that makes you outshine people? That's what I meant by saying outshine somebody, not just saying, oh, I'm going to be on this pedestal and I'm going to be better than you. Well, I do want to be better than you, but what's going to make you different than that next person who's speaking the same thing like you're speaking? You know what I'm saying?
So
you got to keep on in this game. It's not about being pretty. You got to stay
focused. You're so right. You're so right. You're absolutely right, and I agree with you 100%. Whatever you said, it makes perfect sense. You know, it's not about being, when you're in this game, when you're in the hip-hop game, man, you don't have to be looking like Brad Pitt or like, you don't have to be a supermodel looking person. As long as you got that talent, you know you can go, you're a booth killer. You can go inside the booth and you can just like, you know, you get on the mic and you can kill the beat. That's all that matters at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Like people want to hear you. You're a musician. You're not an actor. You feel me? So you're absolutely right, man. I agree with you everything, you know, you said. And, you know, like, if people want to outshine other people, they got to be different. And that's just a fact.
Right, you do.
You can't just put out everything that everybody else is doing. So, you know, it doesn't make sense. Why would I think you're better than that person when you're doing exactly the same thing he's doing? So, you know, it doesn't make sense.
Right, and people, I'm so tired of everybody making these rap songs, and I don't understand where they're coming from. Please, let's make something that means that. That's why a lot of my old, I mean, I commend our old school rappers, because before that time, you know, they didn't have as much of the advantage like we have now. They didn't have the internet. It was none of that. They had to get out there.
It was hard for them.
Right.
They knew the struggle. Yeah, they knew the struggle. That's why they were so ill. That's why they were so dope, and they still sound dope. Like
right.
Rakim, you know, Rakim. Like, you hear Rakim, and you're like, yo, this guy is a beast. You know, he was spitting some crazy stuff like nobody else was spitting, you know. I hear Rakim,
hey,
I'm like, yo, damn.
Yep.
I hear Nas, you know, in that era of music. You know, it was hard, man. It was no internet. There was no media. You know, it's just you have to do everything manually. You know what I mean? You have to walk through the door of the radio station.
Exactly.
You have to knock at the door. So it was crazy, you know. Yeah, just to get spins, you have to just, you know, like, do so much stuff. So it's now is the time. Now is everything is the technology is crazy. You know, we could do anything.
Right.
Fingertips. With your fingertips, you could just change the whole world. You know, pretty much.
Right.
So exactly. Yeah. So I would say like to the youth, to the new rappers that want to come up, like yo. Pretty much like, yo, you got everything, man. Everything is there for you. Just be different. That's what you got to be. Just be different. Don't listen to a song where a guy's saying, like, oh, I'm selling this, I'm selling that, and I'm gang affiliated, I'm killing this, I'm killing that. I mean, you listen to it, it's good. You know what I mean? It's all right. You know, it's a song. But don't follow the person. It's just music, man. And I have a problem with rappers too, man, out there. Like, they're telling people to do. I mean, they don't realize it, but it affects, man. It affects. Because I'm in the streets, I'm in the streets. I'm not sitting in a studio 24/7. I'm in the streets. Right. I hear the streets talking. And when I go around the block, somebody's telling me, yo, you heard that song? You heard that song? This guy was telling how he killed this person. You heard the song where he flipped the eighth, this and that. And I'm like, yo, bro, that shit is old, man. I know this shit. You know, tell me something different.
Right,
tell me something different. And they're rocking to it. The thing is pretty cool. I mean.
No, they're going, you kill somebody, you're going to be right in jail. That's where you're going to
be. Exactly. But
One of the other rappers was talking about that I did this to this person and that, and they ended up in jail. Keep on. Go right on ahead.
But you see, that's my point. That affects a lot, man. So, like, these are high school kids you're talking about. You know, they're just growing up. They're learning things. And when a rapper comes out and he talks about, like, you should do this or you should do that, that affects a lot. Actually, it changes the whole perspective of a kid. Like, he's going to be like, yo, I wanted to actually go to school and be a doctor, but now I listen to this song, and I think it's cool, and the rapper is cool. I think I'm going to follow him. I'm going to do exactly what he's doing. I'm going to be in the streets. I'm going to be shooting people, this and that. So, it's kind of weird, like, how these rappers, they have a nerve to just tell kids to do this, do that. I mean, they're not in the streets. They're chilling somewhere in the woods in Connecticut or somewhere, chilling in the studio. And, they're not in the streets. They're not seeing what's going on. I'm seeing this. I'm in the streets.
Well, X, you and I already know that rap music is not how it used to be years ago. It was a positive message. Now everybody taking it.
It was, definitely.
The thing. Now, you also spoke on a few artists like Nas. Who else was most influential rappers of all time in your life?
All right, so I'll tell you like this. I'm going to give you my top five rappers of all time that I was inspired by. So I have a number five, I would say Jay-Z. You know, he inspired me a lot because it's slow. You know, he's just so different, If you listen to Jay-Z, you're going to be like, yo, this guy sounds different than the other guy. So that's why I was inspired by him because he was always different. He had that entrepreneur mind, state of mind. So he was just fine. You know, he's that person. You know, he's that person to look up to. Number four, I would say Eminem for sure, because Eminem was, I don't know, when Eminem Show came out, I was still going to high school, and I listened to the whole album. I was like, yo, how dope is this dude, man? It's a genius. Like, you listen to his rhyme patterns, you listen to the way he puts together his, words. It's just so amazing. Like, nobody else did
that.
Right,
if people wouldn't expect that from white boy, they would not have expected that since the time of Vanilla Ice when he first came out and got this. But rapping,
exactly. Yeah. Yeah, so that's what inspired me. Like, Eminem is just like, I don't know, man. Like, when he made that song, Rap God, recently, I got to think, he is a rap god, man. This guy is nice. He's nice.
That song. That's why they call me Slim Shady. I'm back.
You know why I respect him so much? Because even till this day, he can rap, man. He didn't fall off. You know, he's still good. He's still really good at it. So, that's one of that's the reason why I like Eminem so much. So, number four, I would say Eminem, definitely. Number three, I would say Biggie Smalls. That's just a legend. If Biggie Smalls is not in your top three, then you shouldn't be rapping or you shouldn't be listening to hip hop. Then just stop doing what you're doing.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, so Biggie Smalls, I don't know what to say about it. I'm just, I have no words. Everybody knows why Biggie Smalls is, my top three. Biggie Smalls was the man, Brooklyn. I just love Biggie Smalls' music. I can listen to it till this day. I can play the whole album, Ready to Die. I can still rock with it. You know, it's just, it's still good.
Right.
It still sounds like up to date. You know, it still sounds like today's music. You know, it's still good. His flow, his delivery, everything was so perfect. Number two, I would say Tupac. Tupac is.
Oh,
just,
yeah, yeah, yeah. You gotta have Tupac on the list.
Tupac, number two. Number two, Tupac is just, I don't know. I feel like Tupac. I want to be like Tupac. I just the way he rapped, it was so, like, unique. It just, that's the word I can say, unique. He was unique. There's nobody ever, like, that will be like Tupac. There will be nobody that's going to sound like Tupac.
I think I like Tupac because he had the attitude, like, I don't care what you think about me. You can think what you want to think about me, but at the same time, I know who I am, and I don't have to pretend for you or no one else. That's what makes me different. He just had that attitude about himself, and he was an educated brother. He sure was.
He was real.
He was a thug, but he was educated. Yeah. And I really don't even consider him a thug.
He'll show you how, you know, every time you're going to see him on camera, he'll show you, like, what kind of person he is. He wasn't scared to tell people, like, he wasn't living a second life. He wasn't like, oh, I'm this person in the studio and I'm in the streets, I'm a different person. He wasn't like that. He was always real. Everything he said was real. So just for that and just for, like, the way he rapped, you know, like, rest in peace with Tupac. But he was just, he was my idol. Like, I was a role model. I just wanted to be like Tupac since I was a kid. So Tupac was
right.
Yeah, Tupac was just, like, one of my, like, you know, that he influenced me a lot to, you know, to do what I'm doing right now. So Tupac definitely number two. And number one, Nas, man. I don't know. Nas is just Nas. I don't know, like,
right.
this guy has so much, like, power. Like, I don't know. His power, you just, like, through his words, he can change people's lives. That's what I'm going to tell you. He can change your life just by a song. Now, I could listen to Stillmatic till this day, and then I just learned so many new things. I'm like, yo, you know, I bought the LP Stillmatic around probably like 25 times already. I went to the store and I bought that CD 25 times, Stillmatic. So it's just like Nas. I cannot, like, I don't know. If people hate on Nas, then they're stupid, man. I don't know. There's nothing to hate
on
Nas.
Yeah, they foolish. Because these are the ones you just called out. These are the ones who paved the way, I think, just for guys such as yourself. Just
they
get out
up the gate.
They open the door for you.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what made me, you know, that's what happens when you lock up a 14-year-old kid in a room and just give him these five rappers to listen to, and that's when 5X comes out.
well you got a lot of shoes to really fill, but I think that you're gonna be successful. You got the hot beats, you're still working on the side, you're doing you, and that's all that matters. You're keeping it at 100. That's how
100, 100. All day.
Right.
And the LP coming out in December too, so there's gonna have 28 songs on it. So, you know, you gotta be on the lookout for that.
Because I know we're making up a long time here. Five, I want to ask, who's all on this album with you? Who you collaborated with?
All right, so pretty much the album is solo. I went all the songs. I don't have that many featurings. I have few ladies who are singing the, you know, the hooks, the choruses, just like the Fall Silence even you heard. It's a singer named Vila from, I think she's from Canada, and, you know, she has her YouTube channel over there, you know, just Vila. That's V as in Victor, E as in Edward, E as in Edward, L as in Larry, A as in Adam. So just be on the lookout for her too. She's really good, man. That's, you know, she can sing. That girl can sing, so I did collaboration with her. I have Kid Demo on my album. So Kid Demo is he's a guy that I know for you know, probably like a year or two. He lives around my block. You know, he messes with Slow Bucks. He got connects. You know, he's doing his thing. He's out there. That's one of the guys that I really mess with from my neighborhood. Because this guy is positive, you know. He's a kid. He's 20 years old, you know. And, you know, it's hard for him to be, you know, doing what he's doing. So I really, like, you know, it kind of hit me when he told me, like, yo, he's putting out mixtapes. He's doing something positive. So I was like, yo, you know what, man? I want you on my mixtape. I like your flow. I like your delivery. I like your lyrics. I think you said something real. And I want you to be on the mixtape, slash album. So I got him. Kid Demo's on the mix, on the album. And he's on two songs, actually. The first song that I have him on, Through the Sky, which we also have a video available on YouTube as well. We have a video for that song, music video, Through the Sky. Yeah, that's featuring Kid Demo. And then I have another song. It's called They Want Me. That's number 9. And I have Kid Demo on that as well. And my last featuring is AMC. And that's song number 12, Blizzard. And pretty much that's all the featurings I have so far. And
well,
you know,
hey, that sounds like that's gonna be pretty good.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about collaborating with anyone that you have not collaborated with? Any other artists?
Yes, I'm definitely looking to collaborate with people. Well, I'm actually, as we speak right now, I'm actually looking for real artists, who are doing the right thing. You know,
right.
I don't want to be. You could pay me $1 million and you could tell me, yo, I want you to be on this song. I want you to drop a verse. But if I don't like the song, if you tell me, yo, I'll give you $100,000, $1 million just to drop a verse, I'm not going to do it because I'm not feeling the song. I don't want my name to be involved in that for sure, you know? So it's not about money. It's just about good music. And I'm looking for people who are doing good music. They can hit me up on my Facebook. You know, my Facebook is up and running. And, you know, thank you for all the fans. I went from... I remember, like, 3 days ago, I had, like, 900-something views, like, 920. And this morning I woke up, I looked at my Facebook, and it's on blast. It's almost, like, 1,100 views, likes. So, you know, people are listening to it.
Especially on your song Last Call, you had over 1,000 views on that just on YouTube alone. Tell the listeners where we can find you at.
All right, so, well, if you want to hear my EP, definitely check it out on my YouTube channel. But YouTube channel is kind of tricky, you know. There's a link. You post it on the link, but post the link on your page. But mostly, if you wanna keep everything, like if you wanna follow me, what I'm doing next, when the LP coming, when next photo shoot coming out, when next video shoot coming out, you definitely gotta like my page on Facebook because that's where it all goes down. Everything that releases, even if it's a photo shoot, even if it's a video shoot, or it's anything that's related with music, is going to be posted on Facebook first, and then it's going to go everywhere else. So make sure you like my page on Facebook, you know, all the listeners that are listening to it. It's www.facebook.com/5xgenesis. So the 5x is in letters, not in numbers. So 5xgenesis.com. So it'll come up as soon as you type that in. Or I think it's www.facebook.com/5xgenesis. That's all you got to type in the search bar, and my Facebook page will come up. And, you know, I'm trying to get as many fans as I can, you know, because I got good music.
Hey, you're going to do it. Don't worry, Five. You're going to do this. Anyone you want to give a holler to?
I want to give shout-outs to everybody who's part of the movement. I want to give shout-outs to Atomic. That's the guy who does the videos for me. I want to give shout-outs to Diamond Rex Record Label. I'm affiliated with them. I'm not signed with them, but I'm affiliated with them. They're really helpful. They're promoting my music. And make sure you check out the website as well. It's www.diamondrex.com/... Oh, actually, no, I'm sorry. www.diamondrex.tv. So you check out the website, all your listeners, check out the website. They have really good, like, you know, music videos. They have everything. It's just like worldstarhiphop.com, but it's just more like more on the music side, you know, not on, like, you know, random videos. So check that site out. And main location to find me is Facebook, guys. Please just like my page on Facebook. If you want to hear my songs, you can find I uploaded 6 downloadables, so you can download 6 songs for free. And my whole mixtape is free. Pretty soon, like maybe next month, I'm going to put it out as free download. The whole mixtape, you can download it for free. From 1 to 14, you can download it. For now, if you like my Facebook page, you can get the exclusive 6 downloads, 6 song downloads. Those are really
cool.
Good songs. So, you know, just make sure you like my Facebook page. That's where you get all the apps. I have my own mobile app for my songs. You can actually download the app on Android or Apple. And, you know, pretty much I'm moving, man. We're just trying to get that positive, you know, positive vibe out there, you know. So,
hey, that's a
I need your support, you know. I need your support, as much support as I can get, you know.
Well, you definitely going to get that. I'll make sure we spread the word about this show so we can show our brother all the way straight out of Jamaica, Queens, 5X. Check out his
new EP,
5X, on YouTube. Catch him at Twitter at twitter.com/5FIV3.
That's right.
X and Twitter X. So make sure you check out Janet 5X. X, I appreciate you for stopping through on the Bright Side with Technisha. It's been an honor. And before we, before I get off there, I'll make sure I play one of his songs, Last Call. The rest is on you to listen to, but I'll give you one, and that's all I'm going to give you.
All right, cool.
Appreciate you for stopping through, man. Much love to you, and you have a blessed one.
Thank you so much, Technisha, so much, man. I really appreciate it. You guys are the best over there. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Take care, all right?
And here's 5S with the last call. You heard it here on the Bright Side with Technisha.
Shout out.
And that was Last Call from the 5X Genesis that you need to definitely make sure you check out on YouTube. Once again, you heard it first and foremost on The Bright Side with Technisha. And, of course, before I leave you today, the truth of the day is to prevent misunderstandings in communication and relationships by practicing a heightened perception and careful listening. When people approach you to share their thoughts and feelings, make sure you are listening to their words. Most people only halfway listen, then assume, and then say what they need to say to defend the point they want to make. Do more than listen. Really hear their words. Pay attention to nonverbal clues people give as they speak. Pay attention to tone of voice, posture, and manner of speaking. Listening is much more than simply hearing, especially at home or work. Take note of gestures and attitudes as people talk to you. Today, really listen to the messages people around you are trying to say. Enjoy the day and have lots of fun this weekend. Really listening. Oh, and before we leave, breaking news today. Former Mayor Jane Byrne, the first and only woman to serve as mayor of Chicago, has died. She died comfortably at her Northside home. She was 80 years old. She served as mayor of Chicago from 1979 to 1983. And there will be more further updates coming up, so I'll probably try to post those on my Twitter page as well as my Facebook page. But everyone, please have a blessed day. Don't let anyone stress you out. And really, that message is to really listen to people, because you have fake imposters, people who actually want to help you out, so you got to choose which one. But other than that, thank you for tuning in to Bright Side with Technisha. Check out my homeboy all the way from Jamaica, Queens, and much love to you. God bless everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to The Bright Side with Technisha.
Come back daily from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.
God bless.